case number four, actually, the U.S. versus Zoville. Ms. Chauvin?
Yes. Yes. May it please the Court, Justina Chauvin on behalf of Charles Zoville. The sole issue in this case is whether the 18-month sentence that the defendant received for revocation of supervised release was unreasonable. The defendant's 18-month sentence was unreasonable. And it was unreasonable because, first, the violation was a grade C violation, which is the lowest level of violation under the advisory guidelines. Secondly, defendant was given twice the high end of the advisory guideline range. Thirdly, the evidence which the district court judge relied on in imposing sentence was speculative. And lastly, the sentence was excessively punitive, as it became more of a housing of the defendant based on his mental condition. The defendant, in this case, pled guilty to two counts of delivering interstate commerce in a threatening communication, and he was given 3 years of supervised release, with one of the conditions of the supervised release was that he had to participate in a mental health aftercare program at the direction of the probation department. The defendant began serving...
Did he receive any psychiatric treatment while he was incarcerated?
No. No, he did not. Upon his the period of supervised release, when he began, the probation department had set up appointments with him with a couple of agencies to carry out this aftercare program. The programs, he was terminated for both programs because the agencies refused to work with him because of his lack of what they terminated as cooperation and resistance to treatment. So within 4 months, he was at the probation department wanted to revoke his supervised release. He had a hearing, and the judge did indeed revoke it and gave him 18 months imprisonment. And to begin with, the sentence was unreasonable because it was a grade C violation, which was when you get a grade C violation under the advisory guidelines, that's 3 to 9 months imprisonment. Here, the failure to comply with mental health treatment was the violation. And that seems to be that is why under a grade C, that is one of the, it's either a misdemeanor or a violation of any other condition of his supervision. And the defendant continued to show up for his appointments. He felt he continued to cooperate, but this was a very minor violation, and that is why it is a C, and that is why it could not have warranted what is seems to be more of an administrative violation, an 18-month sentence.
Yeah, but the reason the court imposed it as a straight 18-month term was at the request of defense counsel, because the court had originally said 9 months to run consecutively.
And yes.
You realize that's the high end. 9 months is the high end, and that is
right. But he wanted to give him 18 months. The only reason it became 18 months consecutive was so that the defendant could get
good time. Right.
But it still was 18 months because it was nine and nine.
Right.
And it's 3 to 9 months. So by giving him 18, he still not only gave him the high end, but then he doubled the high end. So then he received twice. He received at the high end of the guidelines. And this is for a grade.
The guidelines said 3 to 9 months. And
right.
So there were, so you're saying doing it consecutively was error?
No, I don't think the consecutive was the... Well, the problem is he had one violation, but because he had two counts of which he was guilty, mm-hmm. immediately it was doubled. But for this kind of violation, Yes, I do think that was unreasonable and excessive, because basically his offense was one offense, but he had two counts, and then he had one violation. So, yes, I do think that giving up 18 months was a lot, yes. And also it was, so he received the high end of it and for the violation that he did. Not only that, is that when the judge found, what the judge found was there was not evidentiary support in the record for it, because at this point, at that point, the defendant had shown known conduct that warranted such a sentence. He did all, the judge basically said he was a danger previously, looked at his record, and then now, because he was, in the words of the medical treaters, hostile or intimidating or failure to comply, that automatically, well, he must be a danger and he should get this sentence. But still, if you look at the violation, it's a failure to comply with one condition of his supervised release. Lastly, the sentence then was unreasonable because it ended up being a punitive sentence, because the defendant suffers from a delusional disorder, and one of the side effects, or one of the effects of that, is that there is a refusal to go along with treatment. So whether it was a failure on his part to go along, or whether part of his illness, which could have played a big part in that, it was more or less, they just housed him. We have to do something with him. We think he's a danger. And then they put him, well, we'll have to imprison him. And that was unreasonable, because he has a mental condition. So to impose that severe of a sentence, that was unreasonable. For all the above reasons, we do believe the sentence was unreasonable. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Heller?
May it please the court, Nicole Kim for the United States. This was a grade C violation, but the grade C designation of this violation did not fully capture the district court's concern about the seriousness of the nature of the violation. And in this case, we had a defendant with a long history of mental health issues, with mental illnesses, and he continually resisted the treatment that was required and necessary. But it was more than just being resistant to the treatment. While on supervision, he also displayed hostile, intimidating, resistant behavior, the same kind of conduct that he exhibited in connection with the underlying offense of conviction. And that offense consisted of a two-year period where the defendant sent unrelenting, harassing, very explicit threats to his victims, and with the stated intentions of carrying them out. So based on the history of the case and also the defendant's characteristics, it was reasonable for the district court to conclude, that in the absence of mental health treatment, the defendant posed a risk of reoffending, and that risk posed a danger to the public. So based on all the facts that the district court had before it, it had a reasonable basis for determining that the defendant needed to be incapacitated in order to protect the public from that risk. So it was not an unreasonable exercise of the district court's sentencing discretion to impose the sentence that it did in this case.
Let me just get back for a second. After he was convicted and sentenced and released from custody, there were additional threats to the victim?
There were no additional threats to the victims. But he did, as I said before, display the same kind of conduct that he exhibited previously in connection with the underlying offense. So unless the court has any questions, we respectfully ask that this court affirm the defendant's sentence.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Chauvin?
I just have one comment about that. As you pointed out, there was no further conduct. So the idea that you must protect the public, but because one thing happened, and then now because he is showing that he's maybe hostile, that does not automatically say that you should then get a sentence of warrant a sentence of 18 months. It's unreasonable because you have no conduct. He did not do anything of what he was originally charged with. And to get enhancement, it usually is based on some kind of activity or conduct. And as far as putting him in prison, well, since he received little treatment before, to put him into prison again, where he will not receive any mental health treatment, it does not do anything to relieve the sense that he would be dangerous to that. So I say that still with all that it still was an unreasonable sentence, and I ask that you vacate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. Chauvet, you took this as appointment by the court.